We are pleased now to be joined on Mugs by a pair of people involved in community connections. We've got Angela Hipp with us, and you are the mentoring coordinator, right, Angela?
Yes.
And so welcome in. Got to get my mics on and up. That would be helpful. Then now they can hear you. Welcome
awesome.
In.
Awesome. Thank you.
In.
Thank you for having me.
And Maria Rodriguez is the other one from Hope Esperanza. Welcome in.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you both here. I like to preface this with, you know, always assume, don't ever assume that everybody listening knows before you launch into it what the organization is about. So I printed off your what you got on here, your story and your mission on your website that greets people.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to state part of that just to frame it here before we go
sure.
into what you'd want to talk about. Under your story, if they go to your website, it says Diverse Strategies, One Big Goal. You've been around since 1988. Community Connections has worked to create positive change with a direct and lasting impact in our community. And then you look on the right and see our mission, connect people, enhance lives. We build connections between community agencies, businesses, neighborhoods, schools, families, and individuals to coordinate activities, services, and programs that enhance the quality of life in Lincoln County. So you've got it there in a nutshell. That's what Community Connections is all
yeah.
about. Did you put that together, Angela? Or is that
no, that was there when I started my
yeah.
job. 10 years ago,
that gets
so.
You focused in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you ever you stray a little bit, you just go back to there, and that's where we started. Right. That was the
mm-hmm.
original mission, and you want to stay true to that, and you do a good job. And you got a couple of things you're in here to talk about, and one is a Lego night event that is rapidly. In fact, that's this evening.
That's
isn't
this
it?
Evening. Yeah. So, a couple years ago. Well, it's been over 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We began partnering with Hope Esperanza to provide some activities in the community for youth to attend, and so it's been great because we have our mentoring pairs and they have their Hope Minis. But we open these activities up to the public, so if someone's interested in attending them or interested in one of our organizations, that they can come mm-hmm. and find out more about us. And in January we did our first Lego night over at Bethel Church. Pastor Strecker was integral in getting that going. He's
mm-hmm.
provided the supplies of the Legos, a huge mound of Legos. And
I can only imagine.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And everybody said, can we do this again? So mm-hmm. we're like, yeah, we can.
You never know when you start something how much it's going to take off, and then it just all of a sudden we got to do this every so often. So
right,
you're going to do this, and it starts at 4:30 at the Bethel Church there on West Phillip. And do people need to bring their own Legos?
No.
Are you going to have enough there that
we will just have enough.
Into it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our plan tonight is to make vehicles for cars, and then we have a racetrack too where we'll
okay.
have some fun with our vehicles once we make them.
Oh, you got a different theme going then? And
yeah.
What was it in January then?
So we had everybody make either a building that represented some place they love in North Platte or a place they would love to see in North Platte. So we
okay.
then put them all together and kind of created our own little town, and it was great. We had mm-hmm. a...
Do you take some pictures there?
We
so
did.
Had, we had memories? Yeah.
We had... What
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A was created. But we had some other local, like the hospital was represented,
yeah.
and but the fun things that kids created, like a trampoline park.
Okay, I can see
or,
that.
Or
yeah.
A place to, a water park was another one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun.
Okay. So everyone's invited? Anyone who wants to come out?
Anybody who wants to come out can come join us, yeah.
Okay. So think of your favorite car. And think how you'd make that with Legos. I'm trying to think, what would I build car-wise? I'd have to think about that. I like sports cars, so
yeah,
that might be something there, but I'd have to think of it. What would I do?
I'll tell you what,
yeah.
those kids are so creative.
Yeah.
Like, think that sometimes as adults we start to lose some of our and so it's good for us. It kind of creates it builds that creative gene back up in me a little bit when I see what everybody else is doing. So I appreciate that.
We need that too. So that 4:30 to 6:30, that Lego night's going to take place at the Bethel Church today. So you're invited to come on out. And then we want to touch on the upcoming Cinco de Mayo event coming up May 3rd. That's a week from Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, so Cinco de Mayo is in partnership with Episcopal Church of Our Savior, Community Connections, and West Central Health District, as well as Hope Esperanza. This will be May 3rd downtown from 1 to 6, and you can the whole family is invited. There's going to be a DJ, piñatas, food, local food vendors, a food truck. We're going to have prizes and a fun walk, as well as games. Something that we're going to do new this year is the Chile Contest and El Grito Contest, The Chile Contest will be five rounds where individuals eat five different chili peppers. So this will be against the sheriff.
Better have a lot of water there, huh?
Yes.
And our sheriff has agreed to come and be one of the participants.
Yep.
So...
five rounds, huh?
Yes.
Five rounds. And it probably get hotter every time.
They do. We're going to start very mild and work our way up.
By the end of it, we'll see flames coming out of the mouths of the people that are trying the chili, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we also will have the Grito Contest, and that's a very...
okay,
known.
So I don't know what Gritos are, and I'm sure there's some others are listening. What's a Grito?
It's kind of hard to explain it, but it's like the Mexican scream that they do.
Scream?
It's a call or a yell.
Okay.
And we'll have four different judges for that, and people are just able to.
Probably just go online and Google it and probably hear it if you want to know what it is. Yeah. And then if you think you can do better or, you know, do as good as some people, then
we think it'll
get entered, right?
It'll be a lot of fun. Yes. It will be fun to see what. Yeah. And I think that, that this is one that people can just jump in and participate. But the chili pepper, they need to sign up ahead of time.
Yep.
How far ahead of time would they need to get signed up for that?
Maybe in the following days we'll announce it on our Facebook page because they do have to sign a waiver.
So probably by early next Monday or Tuesday, maybe next week.
Yeah, or when the spaces all fill up because we're going to limit the number of people.
Okay.
So we'll just keep taking them until they fill up. But
All right. How many are you hoping to have then for that chili contest?
At least 12. That's our maximum capacity that we're going to take.
Okay. So it's just going to be like people bringing their chili there, and then you have your tasters and...
No, so this is like a pepper. We're going to have the different contestants kind of line up. First round will be a very mild pepper. They have 2 minutes to eat it. After those 2 minutes, the people who do finish it will advance to the next round, and the people who
don't
finish...
It's just the peppers, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
There's the peppers, okay.
Kind of our own hot ones.
Okay.
Kind of take on it.
Because they do, being from Ogallala, they have a chili contest every year associated with the Indian Summer Rendezvous over there, and they ask people just, cook their chili.
And
then everyone can... Yep. And try them. They do have judges go through there and grade them. So these are peppers. So
yep.
I mean,
yeah.
We're skipping to the good stuff here. Mm-hmm. So, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is May 3rd, a week from Saturday, downtown on the Bricks, 5th and Dewey. Starts at 1 o'clock and runs until 6 o'clock. The best thing about it, free admission, right? Everything free, pretty much?
Everything's free. We are selling raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are selling raffle tickets now ahead of the event and all the way through the end of the event. The raffle will be drawn at the end of the day.
Okay.
The raffle really helps fund this event, so we do, appreciate anybody who comes and purchases them. You can call Hope Esperanza. They can take Venmo and do it over, the phone even.
Or they can stop by and purchase one.
Yeah, and they'll have some kids out in the public this weekend selling raffle tickets.
How much are those tickets?
$5 or 5 for 20.
5 for 20 is a little better deal there.
Yeah.
$4 a piece if you buy that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we want to mention some of the people who provided prizes for that.
Okay.
We've got Wild Bill's has a family gift pack. We have a lot of yummy restaurants in town. Margaritas, San Pedro, Szechuan Famous Foods. Mm-hmm.
Noel's,
yeah.
Golden Ticket Cinema.
Yeah, Golden Ticket Cinema has provided tickets and a bucket, you know, their annual bucket for popcorn.
Sustainable Beef.
Yes, and Dawson Tire also. So mm-hmm. Appreciate them. Oh, Ashley Home Store as well. So we appreciate all of them. That's what helps make this event happen, so.
So we just invite anybody in the area to come on down and enjoy that on May 3rd. I see listed among the things taking place that day, a pan walk. I'm not familiar with what that is.
So we get Mexican sweet bread, which is, we call it pan dulce. And we have circles all around. Individuals walk. Whenever the music stops, people land on a number.
Okay.
We call out a random number, and whoever's on that number gets a pan dulce.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So instead of a cakewalk,
it'll be pan walk. Yeah, yep.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like musical chairs, but you're not trying to butt in or anything.
No.
Right?
Yeah. And we have... Yeah. 16 pinatas that will be broken that day.
Yes,
the kids love that.
I think it'll be every half hour.
A lot of candy in those pinatas.
Yeah, candy
and fun little prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Prizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and then the folkloric dancers that have come. This is our third year doing this, and we love those dancers.
Yep, they come
Folklorico?
From
Hastings. Is that how you pronounce that?
Folklorico.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I can't roll my tongue. I'm sorry.
This is why we have Maria here.
Yeah, I took a little bit of Spanish in junior high, but I could never roll. I can't roll my R's like that, you know. There's going to be a lot of food. I mean, people love food, and they're going to try a lot of different food. That's great,
and you're
too.
Supporting some local entrepreneurs as well. So.
Yes, there's going to be pupusas, tres leches cake, pan dulce, tacos, tamales.
I need to team up with you so you can give me help me order, you know, so I don't botch it when I'm trying to order.
It'll all be good, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to point. I'm going to say that right there.
That works.
Yeah, for sure. And those. Will be charged for the food, I'm assuming,
The vendors will be there.
So bring some money for the food. The event itself, I mean, you can come in the area and enjoy a lot of free stuff. So that's the thing I want to emphasize,
there'll be a lot of too. There'll be games for the kids. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Yeah.
It is a family event, and that's the way it should be. And Cinco de Mayo, and a lot of people love events like this. They do it up big in big towns. Why can't we do it in North Platte, you know? And I guess we figured that out. We can have our own version and do our own party, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Do it up big.
Celebrate the different cultures.
I like that. Yeah, I like the ability to be able to do that and bring out the best. We have so many stereotypes around, and sometimes we joke about that. I think sometimes to our detriment, we cast certain people in a certain light, and it's just like, how about let's just highlight the good things about each culture and not get wrapped up, you know, about the certain stereotypes and all that, and just enjoy what everyone brings to the table culturally. And certainly food is a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
mm-hmm.
else you ladies would like to mention before we get you back to your real jobs?
I think just come on out and have a good time.
All right. You heard it here. Cinco de Mayo, May 3rd, downtown on the Bricks in North Platte, 5th and Dewey. Come on down 1 to 6 p.m. Lots of food and lots of games and lots of pinata busting. And if you're brave enough, try the chilies and see how hot you can go, right?
Yeah.
And have lots of water nearby too.
At least come down and watch the chili contest. Oh yeah, it'd contest. Be fun to watch. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So
for sure, you got a. Should they just go to the Community Connections site, or do you have a specific website?
I would go to Hope Esperanza's Facebook page, where they do a great job of getting everything out on there, and they'll have the chili contest information and where to go to come down to them to sign the waiver.
Okay, Angela Hipp from Community Connections Mentoring and Maria Rodriguez from Hope Esperanza have been our guests this morning. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming on in. Enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.